Many people meet here because they think VR and AR and mixed reality is a new technology. Other people say it's a paradigm shift into another world of comprehension and usage. How are you going to reflect on that?
Yes, maybe I don't know if the word paradigm shift is the good one, but I think there is definitely a shift going on in consciousness, and the new technology is going to be big. As a coach, I can help people to look at themselves from different angles and see themselves and their behavior or their blockage. So if you can release this blockage, then they can live a more fulfilled life. And I think that is a shift. And this is how I want to use virtual reality and mixed reality. And I think that's going on a greater level than only at coaching.
Yeah. I don't know so much about augmented reality and virtual reality specifically. I don't think we can identify them as new technologies that on their own will revolutionize anything. I think there's a bunch of different things happening right now that I've been exposed to around things like AI as well, around just things like CRISPR and having greater access to biology. And all of these things are converging and developing at such an extreme pace right now in lots of different silos. And to some degree, they're causing a lot of anxiety, both from the people who don't know about it but have heard something about it, and also the people who are developing things with these technologies. And the reason for that anxiety, in kind of my opinion, is because of the way that we are using the technology ourselves as consumers of technology, and also because of the nature of the companies and the people who are developing the technology as well. So it's a two-way street. And it's kind of like really the moment right now where, I don't know if it's like judgment year or 18 months or something like that, but it reminds me of some reading I'm doing now about the dawn of the internet. And there were lots of great people writing great papers. I don't know if you were writing at the time. And they were warning of the future and saying, if we don't do something now, things will get out of hand. And they have clearly got out of hand. That's where we are today. And it reminds me of that. And I really hope that like the people at this table and the people at this conference and the people more widely, well, not hope, actually, they have to. They have to start thinking about these things and working with the technology in a more humanistic way and really reflecting on the consequences of what they're doing. And that's definitely my challenge to myself and to all of you.
Having been born in the early 80s, I have, since a kid, heard a lot of stories about digital technological revolutions, paradigm shifts. So do excuse me if I'm a bit of the skeptic. I do take this stance intentionally. I like technology. I've always lived with technology surrounding me. And I have to force myself to curb my enthusiasm to be skeptical about it. So if we're talking about paradigm shifts, for me, the first big paradigm shift was tool usage at all, tool creation and usage. And this had a tremendous impact on the way we live and the way our species can be characterized culturally, socially, intellectually, lifestyle in many ways. What I'm happy about, particularly happy, or let's say optimistic about, is not necessarily the newness of certain tools, but the way they are made available or increasingly available to people from all fields to experiment with. I believe in evolution. I'm also a big fan of Dawkins's memes, and I do tend to see things in some way according to evolutionary processes, and therefore I do believe that having these tools, so VR, AR is nothing exceptionally new, but it is being pushed in a way that everyone has a bit of access to it, and therefore we can hopefully generate a lot of different experiments. Perhaps 85, 90% of them will not have any practical usage, but then there's always the remaining 10% which point the way towards something new and something we could perhaps only have dreamt about or conceived by experimenting with it. And for me, more than a paradigm shift, this is the positive, let's call it the positive vibe, the positive feeling I have from such an event, even if it's so industry-oriented.
Naomi.
I agree with you, Thiago, and I believe more, actually, that this new technology, that is not so new in the end of the day, because it has been around the 1950s, 60s for the virtual reality itself, but I'd say that it is a new chance for us. It's not a new paradigm shift for me, but most a new chance, a new age zero, where from which we can build something new, we can build new application, we can question ourselves once again about the application we do of our tools, the way we want to connect together, the way we want to learn together, we want to heal ourselves. Heal ourselves, yes. For me, it's more like a new start. We have this field before us. It's a blank page. We have a lot of work to do, a lot of questions to ask, and I would like the more people possible on this question and on this blank page, giving colors to this new paradigm, if you want to call it that way. Be gladly call it a new paradigm if we succeed in giving this field a new color and a new direction, a new energy. That's my word.